Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Notebook Lighting. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Diane, first of all, a warm welcome to you on board to your publishing project. And are you able to check your email at this time?
Yes, let me grab my just a second. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was? Oh, my
Sheldon
apologies.
Benjamin.
Sean, did you say?
Sheldon, Sheldon.
Sheldon, oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Let me check one moment.
You should have two emails from our end. One should be from me, like under my name. The other would be from Creative
I'm
Design
sorry.
Institute.
Okay, just a second. Okay, yes, I did get the email.
By the way, tell me about your book. What is it about?
It is a science fiction. It's part of a series. It's the third in a series, although this one is only, whereas the other two have a multitude of characters, this one, it does still have many characters, but I'm just focusing on one, whereas the first two were a continuation. This one is focusing on one of the characters. She is a excuse me. My apologies. She's a pilot who conveys or transports items throughout the universe,
I
and
see.
she the book begins because she has. The beginning of the book, well, the beginning of the book is because she had a transport that went badly. She was going to the ice planet to transport a prisoner
That's interesting.
to a prisoner to a penitentiary, and the prisoner turned out to be a human child. So she found out by accident because her ship crashed due to hitting an asteroid. It crashed on the ice planet. So that's how it begins. Well, it begins that, but it's really going back and forth a little bit to how she, and then it goes, she's just severely injured. And she saves the boy, ends up saving the boy, and they end up traveling to another solar system. Although I don't go into a great deal of detail on that, and where she's actually saved temporarily in order enough time to get off the planet. And well, let me see. I'm not making much sense, am I? So
No, I
she
do
thinks
understand. I do
that.
understand. I follow. I
Okay.
read a lot of fiction, so I can follow. Don't worry.
Okay. So she with the she thinks back to when she first was I call him a she was a rover pilot. I mean, she became a rover pilot, and some of the adventures she had, and then the first time she went to the planet Amuba, because she stumbles across when she decides to buy a ship instead of leasing. She buys one illegally, and it turns out to be far superior and has an inorganic intelligence on it. And it starts with her adventures on and plus going to the planet Amuba, where there's a mechanic there that can work on it. So it
Interesting.
intersperses going to that and the end. And then there's a little bit of mystery in it, and
So I have a question. I have a question. You said this is the third part of One Love. This is the third book, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Where
is it published? The first two books. Can you kind of tell me the name?
Of course. It's the first one is Dancing. It's about the one before this that I don't remember when. I think 2 years ago. Dancing Above the Moon. And that's my author name is Artist Ardyce Years.
Right.
And then the one and the first one was Brother Five. And I actually did a novella on the ICE prisoner.
Can you spell the Artist Years?
Artist Years. Ardyce. Then years, like in 12 months. Y-E-A-R-S.
Artist Years. Okay.
A-R-D-Y.
Dancing Above the Mirrors, right?
Yes.
And Ardyce?
Yeah, or Ardyce, and it's on Amazon. Don't get me wrong, I don't think I've sold any books, but it's...
Why can I find this?
Did you look about Dancing Above the Moon?
Dancing Above the Mirrors, Artist Years. Dancing Above the Moon. Okay, got it. Dancing Above the Moon, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I have it. So you have Dancing Above the Moon, Prisoners of Baroque.
That's a novella. I was trying to get content out there.
Ice Prisoner.
The Ice Prisoner was actually a novella regarding the character that I'm writing about.
I see. And Brother Five.
Brother Five was the very first.
Interesting. So right now, I assume this is basically a continuation of the Ice Prisoner. It's like a spinoff from there.
Well, it's actually because Ice Prisoner is featured. What I was told to do, which didn't work out, but for Dancing Above the Moon, when I was writing it, I was instructed to do something like write a novella because I already had the Ice Prisoner in my mind. So I put that on Amazon just to get, but it was too short, and the same thing with the, Prisoners of Baroque, that was from Dancing Above the Moon. Both of those are in the full book of Dancing Above the Moon.
Understood. Okay. Got it. So, right now we are going towards publishing, correct? We are publishing your book on Amazon, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the entire, right now you have signed up for publishing, that's correct?
I've signed up for editing.
Okay, you signed up for editing.
Well, I signed up for the package, which is $9.95, whatever that is. But right now it's the editing, so it's supposed to be editing, helping with the book cover.
Yeah, that is. Editing is part of it. Yes, and you have cover design, correct?
Now, I'm sorry. What?
You currently have. Let me tell you what you have. Okay, you have one design illustrator that will be working on the cover, the overall layout. Okay, and you have line editing, developmental editing, and proofreading for the entire book. Okay.
Okay.
That's what you have at this time. So, and we will also be adjusting your book to, professional publishing standards and giving you a completely, finished manuscript. Okay?
Yeah, and I need help with the formatting. I do not know what I'm doing wrong. I tried, so my apologies. Now, are you like the project manager or?
Yes, I'll be the project manager going forward.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it. Everything will be done piece by piece. First, tell me, did you get my emails?
One second.
Here's the color form.
I received one of them.
Yes, open that.
Okay.
Alwina, and you will be looking at a get started notification in there. And you'll also be receiving my second email in a moment. So you can click on Get Started and you'll be guided to an account creation page where you can create your account for our platform that is Teamwork, okay?
Okay.
So once you sign up to Teamwork, I'll guide you on how to use the platform and how we will communicate going forward. So let me know when you're done. And
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to get my ear pods in. I didn't realize it was going to – he said it was going to be a brief conversation. So
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
If you want.
So where are you calling from?
What do you mean, as in where am I from?
Yeah, no, where are you calling from?
I'm calling
from
New York.
Okay, well, it's late there. So.
Yeah, it is
okay.
Late. I work very odd hours. I work between 12 to 9 because I suck at waking up in the morning. So. Yeah.
Okay, so it wants me to create a password?
Yes, you can create your own password. It'll be your own personal login. By the way, where do you reside? Because I don't know your time zone.
I'm in Arizona. So right now we are 2 hours, and then come in the end, was it November, October? Whenever the time changes again, then we'll be 3 hours.
Okay, let me just check Arizona time. So wait, you're also on the East Coast? No, you're on the Pacific.
No.
Sorry, on the Pacific.
Yeah. It's considered sometimes Pacific, sometimes mountain. Depends on
it has two time zones, right? It's either you are either on the mountain time, but when it turns to daylight saving, it kind of becomes Pacific.
Right.
So, yeah. So I'm going to mark you as mountain time.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done with the password creation. Sure.
Stop letting me to finish. So I did start calling. So let's see. It's something I'm doing, I'm sure. It is never ever. Try it again. Create password. Okay. Oh, I got it.
You're in?
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I say done. So do you see anything? Because I hit done and it's not letting me do anything.
Oh, what do you see at this time?
I still see start collaborating. See, Diane Gertis, create a password, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
At least two numbers and one letter, I did. C-A-N-D-L-E-Y. That's correct. Okay. Okay, there we go. Would you like to say password? Yes, I see. I'm in now.
Perfect. So tell me on the top left, do you see your name? Top left, do you see your name?
Sorry. It's got yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Now I do. My screen's
okay.
Very small, so I apologize.
Oh, it's fine. Are you using your phone?
Yes.
Ah, I see. Okay, that's why. So just below your name, you'll see a few options like list, board, and table, right? Do you see them?
I see quick add, search, my work projects, time, and more.
It's usually better to access this platform using a laptop. It's usually very difficult to use a phone.
Well, do you want to call me back on Monday then? Because I'll be in my
how
last
about this?
I don't
yeah, yeah, yeah. We will do this on Monday. And
okay.
Give me a time on Monday. When should I call you?
So how about 10 o'clock, my time? Would that work for you? Oh, that's what time
yeah,
works
work.
For you? You work evening.
Yeah.
If I can, I'm really flexible. So my work is not, you know, I have a day job, obviously. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if 10 o'clock works,
I'll drop
great.
You a text. Okay. I'll drop you a text. And
okay.
For my personal number. And
okay.
We'll keep in touch. On Monday, we'll
okay,
I'll give you a call. Okay.
All right. Have a great
perfect.
Weekend.
You too. You too.
All right. Thank you,
have
Sheldon.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.